yesterday we discussed the Hagdara versus Hayachid. My focus was maybe four walls, three walls, different issues. One correction I wanted to make, I quoted, I think, a Lugushay Srat, I meant to say Machis HaShekel. Okay, if you'll take a look, who says that the child in the fourth Tfachim is that if it's less than four Tfachim, then the Mechitza still relates to that Machel. Okay, so I think I said it from the Lugushay Srat, I meant to say it from the Machis HaShekel, you take a look. We'll try to make more packets, and really the packets are. The packets also, Be'ez Hashem, are going to be online as well. So, for the first time ever, packets online. So, you can download whatever you need. But hopefully, we'll have starting packet 8, I started making 90 instead of 70. So, okay. The Indian that we will discuss today, Be'ez Hashem, something we alluded to yesterday, and that is, and this is very relevant, what Mike says, you'll see soon, is when you build mechitzas around an area. So we're in this room. We have mechitzas, full mechitzas, great. This room is Rishus HaYachid L'chol HaDeis. But what if the area that I want to surround is much bigger than this one room? Say it's the whole Manhattan, the whole Brooklyn, the whole United States. Is there a limit to the area that mechitzas can surround and it still retains the status of Rishus HaYachid? Or do we say that after a while, if it's such a big area, then the mechitzas don't relate anymore, and therefore, even though it's surrounded with mechitzas, it's not Rishus HaYachid? If I would put mechitzas around the whole United States, would the whole United States be a Rishus HaYachid or not? Or is there a limit to how far? So what we're trying, and this is very, very relevant, as you'll see in Lemaisa, because the areas are being very, very relevant to Manhattan. Because Manhattan has a seawall, which is a wall that's built by the Adam. So it was a regular wall that's built by the Adam that surrounds most of Manhattan. In fact, many years ago, when Rabbi Adam Mintz was the rabbi, the intern rabbi, assistant rabbi in KJ, and he in the East Side, so he asked me to help. They were trying to improve the old Manhattan area. The old Manhattan area, you have to realize, was basically. It was the fact that there was a seawall, a physical wall around Manhattan, and there were pierces here and there. So, so some places they put Suras HaPesachs to put up the pierces, and that was your Eruv. You had a built-in Eruv, a wall around Manhattan. What? The old what was known as the Manhattan. We're covering the whole or 90% of Manhattan, which Manhattan had many gengulim with Erev. I think the first Erev in Manhattan was in the Lower East Side in the olden days, and that existed till they took down the L, Third Avenue L. That was And my wife's grandmother tells me she remembers those days when you know, the olden days an Erev was used because you didn't have food in your house. Meaning you went to the local bakery to get the cholent in the afternoon on Shabbos to get your cholent because you didn't have your own stove in your own house. So my wife's grandmother told me that the same thing was in the Lower East Side, that the people would go to the Stretner Rabbi's house or bedroom, whatever it was, and they would take their cholent pots home have its lunch to eat the cholent. They didn't have their own. This is going back, you know, quite a number of years. So that was the there was the old Manhattan area, you know, Rav Shua Siegel. You know, Rabbi Adam Mintz now is writing a doctorate on the history of Erevin. So if you don't know anything about the history of Erevin, so he's even speaking of Shmuel Pultman, who is a very big book in Erevin and the history of Erevin and Rabbi Mintz. Yeah.
It's all assuming that inhabitants are harmless.
Right, so the question is, the fact that there's a wall around Manhattan, maybe that will make Manhattan into a Rishus HaYachid. Right? Maybe Manhattan, that sounds to me the most strange thing in the world. If you would think, Ein lecha Rishus HaRabim, God will be Zed. You know, I mean, it's, you know, like Rabbi Sobolovsky once said to me, if this ain't a Rishus HaRabim, what is? I mean, you know, but... So we'll take a number of shiurim to see what the story of Manhattan is and Brooklyn is. But one of the big issues of Manhattan is that there's a wall around most of Manhattan, which I was on the boat. So when Rabbi Mintz was the rabbi there, so he asked me to evolve. So we took a boat ride one Sunday morning. I was on the boat, and Rabbi Mintz and Dean Schmidman, and we were all on the shul and the archaim, and we went around Manhattan on one Sunday to survey the wall. And we saw the wall around Manhattan, the seawall around Manhattan. And so there are pierces in the piers that go over the seawall. But those are pierces, but it's... Omen Ruba Aparish. There's more wall than there is Pirsa. So the question is, does Manhattan have the status of a Rishus HaYachid? So today we're going to just look at it from one perspective. From the perspective, is Manhattan too big maybe for walls to relate to it? Maybe it's too big. This room is not meant as a room. We can relate to all the walls. Right? This is clearly Rishus HaYachid. Maybe Manhattan is too big. In future Shiurim, Bez Hashem, we're going to have the discussion that even if it is a Rishus HaYachid based on the walls, but maybe the bridges destroy them and the tunnels and all the things make it undo the walls. So, but today we have to first look at the perspective, and that's based on the yesterday Shiur, that Rishus HaYachid needs the pieces. So what we're trying to define today is what is the shear of the mechitzas? How big of an area do mechitzas still give it the din of Rishus HaYachid? And that's what we're trying. That's our goal for today. Yes.
Even if the wall around Manhattan was broken or breached in certain areas, why couldn't we invoke Tel HaMislakim if it's above?
Right. So. The other issue that is that even if we wouldn't have a mechitza bidei adam, don't we still have the tel hamislakeh? So certain times we don't even have the tel hamislakeh if the pier is going over it, right? So then that will just like this is where the gag habolit becomes very important. That the gag habolit stops the so certain parts you have the. You have the pier going on top of the dock, you know. So therefore, even though there might be a telemus like it underneath, and the other issue is you have to see at all points that the telemus like it is really the proper angle, as we discussed yesterday. But so let's see what the story is. So the Gemara says,
why would the dock mess? I'm not following the connection between the Gerasik and the Sedeh. Remember, was comparing yesterday's cousin with the Gerasik and the Blita to his dimin. Why would a dock block a telemislakeh?
No, in other words, if the here, what's the telemislakeh? You go here. Here's the what's that?
Incline.
So here's the land, right? And then ultimately there's water. But over there, if there's a slope,
right? It's a water.
Right. But if there's something that goes over the slope. Something goes over the slope, you want, in other words, you need the mechitza to relate to the land. So the slope is below the land. So, but if there's something going on top of the slope, so then that's going to stop the slope from relating to the ground level, where we want to make it
and
into.
The line alone is not.
What?
And
so we have to that's a separate discussion. What the status of, is there any, in other words, what's the, is there any significance of Mayim being some type of mechitza or not? Or is it only because of the slope, that's why there's a mechitza, but Mayim itself has no significance or not? That requires
look. Water ruining the town's life.
Right. That's a separate. Okay, so let's one thing at a time.
What
can
that do with the origins of the
other? In other words, the doctrine. Okay. You're making good points. So just let's just get to this, and then we'll see everything. So Amar of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar of Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ain kayovim aleh mishum reshus harav. So this is a good halakha. That in Eretz Yisrael, right? You go to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to give yourself. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have mishum reshus harav. So the question is why? Yosef Rav Dimi become aleh mishum reshus harav. Some aleh by Rav Dimi, my time ilay mishum demakit lo tzum madzur mihach gisa. Maybe because Eretz Yisrael has built in mechitzas. That there's Tzum of Tzur. There's a mountain on one side. Umachtana together mehakis, and there's some drop on the other side, meaning Telam Islaki. So the Gemara asks, so what's so special about Eretz Yisrael? Bavol Nami Makif with Pras. The Euphrates River, which apparently has a slope also, Mehagisa, the Diglas and this other river, Mehagisa. And if you really want to push the envelope, the Kule Alma Nami Makif Okainis, right? The oceans are surrounding the whole world, and the stomach is some type of Telam Islakin over there. So let the whole world be a Rishus HaYachin. So the Gemara said, you're right. In other words, the reason why the Eretz Yisrael is not a Rishus HaRabim can't be because of these. The Gemara never explained why, right? But the Gemara just say, if you say this, then an absurd conclusion will come out, and that means that there's no Rishus HaRabim anywhere in the world. So obviously something wrong, because we know there's a concept of Rishus HaRabim in the Torah. So, and Hashem made the world, and yet he said there's Rishus HaRabim, so it's not like Rav Bick writes in one of his letters, like it's not like Ben Sora or Mora, you know, L'Hayim V'L'Nivram, it's from the din of Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid is a practical thing, it wasn't just Drosh V'Kabel Schar, right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Vilma Malos Umarodos Ka'amet. That the reason that it's not a Rishus HaRabim is Malos Umarodos, says Rashi, Sheikha V'Elem B'Shem Rishus HaRabim L'Nicha Drisa D'Dul V'Lohav Rishus HaRabim. We say, no, Eretz Yisrael, there's so many hills, such a hilly place, that, or at least certain parts, that you can't walk normal. It's not Nicha Tashmishte, the whole Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, that's why it's not Rishus HaRabim. Not because it's Mukav Mechitzis. Because of Malos Umarodos. And probably only in those places that had the Malos Umarodos. So I'm like, Akaf Nechazisi L'Reishet Ben Yehudi, Ki Amar Rav Yochanan L'Hashmaitze. In other words, I saw Karkav in your head, Balak L'Gol, called Onim Kosher. You were there when Rav Yochanan said this halacha. He also wrote it, Amar Yochanan, Amilo Amar Rav Yochanan, Malos Umarodos, Shabar Yisrael, Ha'im Ubaya, because Diglai Midbar was Nicha Tashmishte, it was flat ground. So to be a Rishus HaRabim, you have to have some type of flat ground. If it's too hilly, that itself is a mafkia from Rishus HaRabim. But the reason, but has nothing to do with mechitzas around. But then the question is, so why taka the mechitzas around that don't count? In other words, we learned yesterday the din of Telam Islakeh and Shabbos Daf Kuf, right? So you're just proving me that it can't be true, but you're not explaining to me why the halacha doesn't apply. So the Gemara doesn't say. So the Rishonim try to give answers to this. So Tosfos on Chav Beis Amud Beis says Tosfos, "B'teimah the Rabbanon kol Eretz Yisrael, they also Rishus HaYochid." I think so much so map the get the bubble nami the back in the dig was Rasa Rav Rav the Bechitz. Right, we're gonna learn Bez Hashem in a future shiur that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. And this requires a lot of ian into this machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan have many discussions, and this is like one of the most important machlokas in Hilchas Erevin. The machlokas with Asa Rav Rav the Bechitz or Lo Asa Rav Rav the Bechitz. Meaning, if the rabbin go through the mechitza, and the mechitza is open, and the rabbin go through, so does it levatol the mechitza or doesn't? Rabbi Yehuda says it's levatol the mechitza, and Rabbanan say it does not levatol the mechitza. And then we have to understand what does it mean. Is it only levatol the place where the rabbin go through, or is it levatol the entire mechitza? That's another discussion. But whatever it is, according to Rabbanan, that rabbin are not levatol the mechitza. According to Rabbanan, the Rabbim are not mevatel the mechitza. So Meila, Eretz Yisrael, they might be Rabbim in Eretz Yisrael, but Rabbim can't mevatel the mechitza. And Eretz Yisrael has these mechitzas. It has the Tzulma, the Tzor. It has these mountains, and it has the cliffs, and it has all these things all around. So why isn't it Rishus HaYachid? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Perkhan, Rabbi Perkhan, Rabbi Yosef, Beis HaSayim, Yosef, 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 Yeshlomer the mechitza sheinesuy b'de adam lo chashiva mechitza kulei hay vafilu rabban modu dozi rabban uvad the mechitza. The Tosis has this famous teretz that to distinguish between a mechitza that was man-made versus a mechitza that was naturally made. So the mechitzas that the Gemara was talking about in the context of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael are mechitzas that are naturally made. They're not man-made mechitzas. Even though we discussed yesterday the din of Telemislake, that as long as the mountain slopes, then it has a din of mechitza, but that mechitza has a lower status than a man-made mechitza. And therefore, even though the Rabbanan hold lo asu rabim uvad lemechitza, that rabim who pass through the mechitza are not levata lemechitza, that's only on a man-made mechitza. When it comes to what? A mechitza that is natural mechitza, namely the slope of the mountain or of the sea or whatever it may be, that mechitza is destroyed if there's rabim there. If you put that together, right? Okay, so that's Tosis. Now, we have to understand, what does Tosis mean? What does Tosis mean that the Rabbim are vatel this mechitza? Is the pshat that the Rabbim are going on the mountain and traveling on the mountain? Is that the pshat? Or the pshat of Tosis is that there's Rabbim within the confines of the area, and those Rabbim, what's the Rabbim that's vatel this mechitza over here? Is it pshat that Rabbim are going on the shore, going over the mountain? Is that the Rabbim? Well, no, he means to say that the Rabbim Minei Bay inside Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Rabbim that is Mevatel. Because normally, Asi Rabbim Vatel Mechitza doesn't mean that the Rabbim Minei Bay inside the area. Rabbim Vatel Mechitza normally means that you have an opening in the Mechitza, the Rabbim are going through. So does Tosis mean over here, because the Rabbim are going through the mountains and they're traveling on the mountains, that's the trap? Or does he mean something else? So that because if you the general rule of Asi Rabbim is a din of Rabbim going through. But is that what he's referring to? We'll see. Okay. So that's Tosis's parents. Okay. Now, in relevance to our discussion, say, of Manhattan, so this Tosis, when, in other words, when we're talking about being somech on man-made mechitzas, so then we still would be in good shape. If we were just relying on Manhattan being an island, and therefore there are slopes and things like that, so then Tosis would tell us that if there's Rabbim there, then they're not. But if we're talking about, in our case, being man-made mechitzas, then it would be a problem. Yeah. It wouldn't be a problem. Then if the man made the keys, it would not be a problem.
What?
What do you mean?
Let's say it's not a real, let's say 100 years ago, they swamp and then they fix it up to make it a real square or whatever.
Man made means man, people put build walls there.
Finishing off.
Real walls. Like somebody built this building here, you know, these walls are man made. The same thing about the walls surrounding Manhattan, sea walls. Now, when we talk about the seawall, get this straight, we're not talking about the fact that there's an incline. That's a separate issue of the Tel Aviv. We're talking about a real wall, also Bidei Adam. And if you want to read up on it, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro got me some books on the history of Manhattan. If you want to read up about the history of the seawall and all the different issues regarding the seawall, there are books. There's a book on everything today. So there's a book on the, you know, the water of Manhattan and the seawall of Manhattan and the, okay. Good. Then take a look in the Gemara in Erevin. Adopt some of Zion and Bix. So Amar Ula, Amar Yochanan, Karpe Yosem Ibesa Zion, Shulahukov Ladira, Fil Kora Fil Karai Hazor Kusokai. My time of kitzur will shum chuseres biur. There is a din d'rabbanan that if you have an area that has a wall around it, but it's too big, it's more than 100 amos by 50 amos. That's called a beis hasayim. Beis saw is 50 by 50, so beis hasayim is 100 by 50. So now that area, a beis hasayim, that has a wall around it, it's 100 amos by 50 amos. So if it's more than that, so even though technically it has walls around it, so it's mamash rishus hayochid midaraisa, but midrabanon, they said that if the original walls were made before anyone was living there, it wasn't made ladira, so therefore you're not allowed to carry their midrabanon. So with the midrabanon, they made it a karmelos in terms of making a chumrah that you can't carry them. But lemaisa, on a daraisa level, it's still what? It's still a rishus hayachid. So therefore, hazorik l'socho from a rishus harabim is going to be chayiv chatas, because it's a rishus hayachid. But, so they didn't take away, they didn't make the din to take away the din of rishus hayachid. Lemaisa, it's a rishus hayachid. But they made a chumra that if it's lohu kof ladira and it's so big, then you can't metaltel the midrabon. So the Gemara says, but still, Hazarik Lusoko is Chayim Chattas.
Why is there a difference if people were living there when the wall was made or if people moved in after?
Right, so midrabon, they made this chil. You're asking why they made the chil? That we'll have to see. When we learn this halachab, the Ian, we'll see why they made the chil. But they made this in midrabon. They made this chumer midrabon. So on this Gemara, the Rashba comments. Well, it's actually an Agamara Chabez, but the Rashba brings in Agamara. So the Haki Kuliyam, next page. Haki Kuliyam, and Abi Damaki, the Yamakainas, the Hashemim, the Mokam, will come together, Sarius Lashir, and Karush Yaki. In other words, he's saying like this. The Rashba says, in other words, Rashba is bothered with Tosis Kasha. In other words, bottom line is, the Gemara just said, you know, that's ridiculous. It's like saying, I say something and you just say, that's ridiculous. We didn't prove why I'm wrong. Right? The Gemara just saying, that's ridiculous. It can't be because an absurd conclusion. So then he quotes, the Gemara says, Yesh L'ayim, the Homer of Yochanan Perkadar, Karpe Yosem Ibeis Asayim, Fil Kor, Fil Koraim, Azer Kusok Chayim, Chitzel Chumcheres Durim. So obviously you see from that Gemara that it could be pretty big. It could be Yosef Yves HaSayim, and it's still, and he a field core of Karayim, which is much bigger than that. So the Rashba, so you see from that Gemara that we just learned that it could be a very big area and still have a din of Zerk L'Socha Chayim Chattas that it has a din of Rishus HaYachid. Yet in that Gemara, it seemingly says that there's a limit. אם כן, עד כמה יהיה שיהוד בקירושי שיוכל, והדובר קרף תלמוד. So the Rashi was not so helpful. He's just pointing out that there has to be some, we have to look into this. In other words, on one hand, the Gemara says that you can have a huge area and still be Rosh Hashayachid. On the other hand, this Gemara seemingly says that there's a limit. So Tosus already answered the question, right? Tosus said that it depends. So Pashtus and Tosus, as we'll see, that if it's Osui Bidei Odom, you see, Tosus, Lechora, on one hand, is saying a very big kula. Because Tosus is saying it's Bidei Shamayim, so also Rabbi Vatlin Bechitza. As much as also be they Adam, then in Okanami. In other words, if the same area that it's enclosed would have had mechitzas also be they Adam, then Taka would be Rosh Hashayachid. Even though there's Rabin Mitzuyim Shom. Even Rabin Mitzuyim Shom. So it's only because it's Shrach, the mechitzas are Shrach, the mechitzas be they Shamayim, you say also Rabin Mitzuyim Shom. But not if it's also bidei adam. So lechora one could be medayik, and we'll see who, that some are medayik this in Tosis, that when it comes to that in Ochanami. So if I would make mechitzas around a very big area, and now the question is, would Tosis agree that even bidei adam there's a limit? Well, no. Maybe bidei shamayim there's a limit. But we say, oh, maybe there's no limit. Maybe there's no limit.
It's not that it seems how many people are passing through or that they live there.
Oh, so that's the question I raised before. What does Tosis mean by Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom? Does it mean passing through or they're living there? Does it mean Rabbi Mineyu Bey inside? Because Lechora, people inside, you normally, that's not the din of Osir Rabbi Vatla Mechitzna. There's nothing to do with people inside. It only has to do with people passing through. Again, we'll see, there is one shita that, the famous shita of the Rashba that requires a whole discussion on its own right. But,
how's the Rashba addressing Tosis' issue
here? He's just asking, you see from that Gemara, Hazaruk Soho, an area, Yosem Bibay Sasayin, it's still Rosh Hashayachid. So you see that you can have a very big area and it's still Rosh Hashayachid. Yet Agamar seems to say that Eretz Yisrael is not a Rosh Hashayachid because of the natural boundaries.
Meaning you still hold the temple of the
text. Right, but the way he's understanding it is most probably Agamar has to do it because it's too big. And he's saying, so one Gemara is saying a big place is still okay. The other Gemara is saying a very big place apparently is not okay. So what's the shear? Hadover Tzarech Talmud. Taka, I'm not sure. Tarachian. The Sefer HaEshkol one of the Rishonim, Sefer HaEshkol, equally the unit of HaMilsa, the Yam of Kindness, Makit Kuli Alma, Reis of Makit Tzum of the Tzur, etc. He says the same thing. Alma Mechitzes B'dei Shamayim Va'avdu Rishus HaYachim.
That sounds like actually traveling through it, no?
Yeah, I'm chitzed bei shemay. So it's mushroom here that it's only because, like Tosis is saying, it's because it's mechitzes bidei shemay. But if it's mushroom that it would be mechitzes bidei adam, then. When he writes Beferish, third line in the end, Mafuki Mechitzas Anasas B'dei Adam, that the Shetach as Rachav Ma'od is going to be a Rishus Hayachid and is not going to have this limitation, which one could say Pshat in that would be the natural Diyak of Tosis. It's only because it's Mechitzas B'dei Shamayim that there's a limit, but Mechitzas B'dei Adam there would be no limit. And the Tosfos HaRosh as well discusses this also. And he makes it clear, he says, the same question that everyone's asking. And the last three lines of the Tosfos Rosh, he says, V'shem ben mechitza she'ena asuya bidei adam, the heck of gadol kazeh. So what you need like this. You have to have a heck of gadol, a very big heck of, and it has to be midei shamayim. Then we'll say asuravim umvad lemechitza. Okay. So that's all within the school of thought of the Balei Tosfos. Comes the Ritva and quotes on the second column on page 7, Rabbeinu Harabzal. There's a question of what he means in the footnote. He has a discussion. He thinks in the footnote he's referring to the Ra'ah. He says some have the gear to Rabbeinu Rabba Godol, and that's usually the Ramban. So from one of them, either from the Ra'ah or the Ramban, says the Skiddush, and that's the following. And Kol Shara Asmu Tocha Mechitzas. The Apo Gav the Gavi Shabbos will begin in Mechitzas and Ikaros with the Rosso, Kediso, Peritamid of Sukkah. But you don't need mechitzas hanikaros, meaning you could be standing on top of an omud, like we discussed yesterday. You're standing on top of the omud that's 10 fucking high and it's 4x4, and even though you don't see the mechitzas, but you don't need mechitzas hanikaros, here you don't have mechitzas hanikaros because they're grasic, but you need the inan shiira atzmo toch mechitzas. So that's the question. You have to feel that you're in mechitzas. That's a simple word. Yira atzmo tocha mechitzas. When I'm in this room, so I feel I'm surrounded by mechitzas. Right? When I'm in this room, I feel like I'm surrounded by mechitzas. So the question is, when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I'm outside in Eretz Yisrael, do I feel I'm surrounded by mechitzas? Right? I don't feel I'm surrounded by mechitzas. So you have to feel that you're surrounded by mechitzas. If you feel you're surrounded by mechitzas, those mechitzas relate to you. If you don't feel you're surrounded by mechitzas, then not. So the question is, so what's the shiur? What does it mean? In other words, he's telling us a very loose cloud that is being in mechitzas, shiura atzmo toch mechitzas. Does that mean you have to actually see the mechitzas? Is it a din in eyesight? Is it a din in somehow feel? What is the shiur of the shiurat atzmo tocha mechitzas?
Well, can't it not be sight? I mean, it's not mikaris, it's not to see.
By
even though the Ramban himself makes it more of a row, more of a sight, but the way the ritual brings it down, it seems more of a feeling.
Or, I mean, if it's a good asik, so it means lo yitzur, there would be a mechitza there.
Nothing you don't see.
Right, but most mechitzas you do see. I mean, well. So what's the shir of being shir at asim of tocha mechitzas? So the Chiddush Aran on page where he says that there must be a shear. So it seems that what he's saying is that wherever you would stand within the enclosure, you'd be able to see the mechitzas. So you're enclosed by an area, so wherever you would, every place that you would stand, say, if I put walls around the United States of America, so I won't be able to see those walls if I'm standing in many places. So those walls are not going to relate. So that's not Ronas or Asim Tocha Mechitzas. He says that mechitzas relate to you if you singly the eizem mokom sheyamod v'osa hekef roa hamechitzas, right? Simple roa hamechitzas. The eyesight has to do with seeing the mechitzas. Now that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the Ramban Ra'asa. In other words, Yira Asim Tocha Mechitzis doesn't necessarily have to mean physical sight. From the Ran, it's mashma that it's physical sight.
What would Ran say that to me?
What?
What would Ran say to me? Because at the end, he sticks in that one, he goes, Raya Mechitzis at Tzvichos Lomanatoros.
Right. Tzvichos Lomanatoros.
Sounds like he's saying.
So we assume normally you need three Mechitzis Lomanatoros. Right, if you see three, then it would be Rosh Hashanah Ben HaTorah. Yeah, now we still have to be a little bit more concrete here. Right? No, according to the so what's the person's, today, what would you say the average eyesight is? Of how far you could see? If there would be no buildings in this, how far could a person's vision go?
Google Maps.
So how, in other words, on ground level, how far would I be able to see? And it would be clear.
You can see 7 miles.
How much? 7 miles?
I think if you're on water and it's flat.
A flat, yeah.
I think it's 7 miles.
7 miles.
But that's also because of the curvature of the Earth.
Okay.
Because theoretically, if the building is farther.
No buildings, no buildings. Let's take away all the buildings. Flat area.
Right. You know, but I'm saying if the building is like 25 miles away, but that you would be able to see because of the curvature of the Earth. If it's tall.
Right.
Because
let's say, in other words, a machito only has to be 10 fachim. A machito only has to be 10 fachim.
So I don't know if you can see 10 fachim 7 miles away, but you could see a shore one 7 miles away.
By Megillah, it says that the shear for.
What does it say?
The shear is like a
mill? Mill. Oh, so Moreno Eli Cole. Says the Gemara says a shear mill is the sum of venira, right? So it's mashma that venira is a shear of a mill, which is like close to a mile.
Well, that knocks my hand down.
So one second. Yeah.
Clarification.
Right, but it has to be near Atmo of the Tocha.
So, in other
words, meaning like this.
In
other words, like this. And what it means to say is that, yeah, Taka. So, there's a question if you stand on top of here, so the Mechitzas aren't Nikaros for you who's standing here, so therefore, that's still considered Rosh Hashanah because it's good Atmo. But they have to be at least Roas Atmo that Lu Yitzu you, they would be there.
So there's a different, when they say
any person, it's a different thing, right,
exactly. And also,
at least they
have to see the wall. So, that means the
constant,
you don't have to see all the walls around,
you
have to see one wall.
That's just what the way the Ran was saying, as much as you have to see all the walls that you want to use to make your Rosh Hashanah. Oh, now, take a look in the Rambam.
On the Roes Atmo Tochet Mechitzos, doesn't say Roes Mechitzos,
He feels that he's enclosed.
Right, it implies not
enclosed. Right. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, page 9, has the Din of Arba Rishuyos, Perek Yudal Halacha Aleph, and going over to page 10, he writes on the third line, Kei mokom shu mukov arba mechitzas gomon asar b'neim arba alaba, o yosok en afil yesh bo kama milin. Afil yesh bo kama milin. Right? So that's clearly, you work with Eli Kohl's definition of a meal of eyesight. So the Rambam's Bukhara says it could be even kama milim. What?
It says
right, it could be a whole Medina. It could go Medina. I'm a Kephas Choma. Right? So the Medina is a Kephas Choma. So the Chora, Manhattan Bukhara should be Logara than a Medina. I'm a Kephas Choma. Right? That's it. What?
Yerushalayim, right.
Yerushalayim. That was an article that was printed in one of the recent Kol Tzvi's from the Kol Elyon. They printed articles on the Manhattan area. So one of the articles that was printed was by a Rav from the Lower East Side from, I don't know how many years ago, 80 years ago or something like that. And that was the first thing he says. He says, Lachora, Manhattan is just the near Hamukafas Homa.
like the Medina Mukefes Chomer. But you see from the Rambam, a few common meaning. Look now in the Perush Mishnayos on page 11. He says, Elef mil. And that's what the Tour. The Tour writes as well. Take a look in the Tour. The first word on the line is Ein Metaltalin on page 12. Ein Metaltalin Bolel by Amomus. In Hukov Ladira, first word on the line is Ladira. Afil Yeshko Mea Milin Shari. If it's Hukov Ladira, even if it's Mea Milin, it's okay. Now, the Ramban, right, so obviously, seeing is not going to work out with this explanation. So we have to see how to, in economic, your question still has to be answered. So it's by the fact that, so we have here, let's just, what we have over here is, we have the Tosis that's saying the difference between Mechitza B'dei Adam and B'dei Shamayim, which is Mashma, but if B'dei Adam it can be any Shir, so if you say like that, then we understand these. So if you want to say that the Rambam and the Tur hold like that Tosis, then it works out well, that something, that, because if it's B'dei Adam, then there's no Shir. If you assume like the Ritva's Rabosov, then it still has to be defined a little bit more, and the question is, and then we just see random Lashonos and Rishonim of the Rambam and the Rambam and Perush Mishnayos and the Tur that have these very big shiur. Now you look in the Ramban, the Chidushei Ramban on page 13, going over to page 14. Yeah. Look over to page 14, 1 second. Fourth line. Afal pi she'efshe shalui harim v'vot tavlem kol she'ena mechitza nireis la'oldim ve'emtsa ve'en nikeres lahem. So it has to be nira, the mechitza has to be nira, and nikar lahem. So again, does that mean to actually see it? What exactly is the Ramban saying? Oh. So the first shear, a very concrete shear that was given, it's interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein was machadish this on his own, and like I was speaking to Rabbi Berger today, like Rav Moshe said it, Rav Moshe was not into looking in the Achronim, except for the ones on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, or as Rabbi Felder was telling me. You know, Rav Moshe was Shas and Tur Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch wasn't. So a lot of times he could be Mechavin on his own. So we will see. Rav Moshe says something on his own, and he was Mechavin to the Chayodim and the Marsham. And the Chayodim and the Marsham give a concrete shear of what it is. That is Hez Zayin Mil. Take a look in the Minishmas Adam at the bottom of page 15. Tell us on the Ritva Kashali at Amosite Ruchekis, you Kashun Machitis. The Tyrics, the Hain Kol Sharatsum of Tokha Machitis. Li Ha'onit Sarah Ian Kamashir Sharatsum of Tokha Machitis. Imu Gadarinum of course, Regal Behema Roa Shahut Hez Zayin Milim. Maybe this is the shir. Where does Hezayin Mil come from? So it's a Mishnah in Bukharis. The Mishnah in Bukharis says the following. There is a din of Maisa Behem. So you all learned, even if you don't learn Chumash, you all learned the first part of Bamatziah, right? The 10 things of Nasim Ladir. So the Pashup Shad, you have 10 animals in a corral, so now you have mice of behemoth. But if you have 10 animals, you have to give mice. But the Mishnah Bechorah says, say they're not in all one corral. Say they're scattered around the field. Are they mitzuruf to say that there are 10 animals to have a chi of maisa behema? So the Mishnah says, maisa behema mitzarif in low regal behema roa. So where's Rashi? So where's the amount of area that it takes one shepherd to be in charge. So it's obviously, if you have 10 animals across the United States of America, you can't just have one animal in Florida, one animal in Montana, and one animal in New York. Obviously, you can't have one person looking over them. They're too far. So obviously, within a certain distance, one person could be the chaperone for these animals. So what's the distance that they could be scattered around and one person could be the chaperone? So Kami Regal Behemaroa, Shisha Asamil. Shisha Asamil. Tezayin Mil. In other words, Tezayin Mil is the amount that a roa could be the madrich could be the chaperone for these 16. So as long as they're within Tezayin Mil of each other, in other words, say you have one animal here, another animal over here, as long as there's no more than a Tezayin Mil distance between the two outer animals, everything else is in between. So these 10 animals are mitzarif, and then you have a shear of 10 behemoths for mice and behemoths.
If the animals are all in a single corral, that's
what?
All the animals are in a single corral, that's bigger than Tezayin Mil, wouldn't that? Meaning you're talking about animals outside of any surrounding.
Right. I don't know. I mean, Mustami, you're never going to have such a healthy fitness. You're never going to have such a big corral, you know.
I think we're trying to find a shear of the surrounding of the wall.
No, we want a shear of Ria. So the assumption over here is that the shepherd could see the animals within Tezayin Mil. Tezayin Mil.
32 by
32? Also, oh, one second. So this is the Chai Adam. He was Machadish this Shia based on this Mishnah. And the Marsham as well on page 18 also quotes this Mishnah as well. You take a look on page 18. Rav Moshe on page 21 discusses this shaila as well, and he says, "Yine yesh od shitas haritva b'shem Ramban, which may be the Ra'ah, whatever. Shigashir begonu l'shus yachad b'meshach ha'orech v'arochav shu kol she'ena mechitzas nivus v'olmed v'emtz. Ach u'mash rotsu b'yar halacha." Oh, so first of all, okay, let's go further down. The first word in law is sheharitva. Sheharitva. First word in law is sheharitva. Right, so Rav Moshe is saying it on his own, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, which is mechavin to what the Chayyadim sushtel, that from this halacha, shemaisa behema mitzarif kumlo regal behema roa kamu regal behema roa tezayin mil. First, with Gemara, the kinu l'rabbanan the shitsu mili kashalta be'ena the roa. The Gemara says that the roa could see 16 mil. Now, 16 mil is around 16 miles, which is much further than our good friend here, Alan, right, told us, right? You only said 7. You only said 7.
But if you're saying the middle.
No, but it's not, because it means like this. If you have one animal here, there can be another animal 16 mil further, and that's still mitzuruf to your animal here. Say you have 9 animals here by you, and there's one 15.9 mil away, that's still mitzuruf to your 9 animals, and there's a chiyuv maisa behema.
Is that the other way also?
Yeah.
So if you're standing in front, you see 9 that are...
So pre-pashtus, as long as the... So if you want to say that the shitas haritva, the shema ramban, roa et atzmo, and you want to use that mishnah, and Bechoris as the Shear. So as long as the area enclosed is around 16 miles, you have your Rishus HaYachid. Now, Rav Moshe says something further. He says, but if you look in the Ramban says, She'e Nikar La'omed Be'emtza. So it has to be Nikar La'omed Be'emtza, so it could be that you could have 32 mil. In other words, if you say that the Shear Re'i is Tezayin mil, so that means if I'm standing in the middle, I get Tezayin to my left and Tezayin to my right. So it means I could have and Tezayin in front of me and Tezayin in the back of me. So Mamela, in other words, because the Loshon HaRamban, the Ramban we saw in the Chidush HaRamban, is the Omeg the Emtza. So Rav Moshe is not sure, does Emtza mean Namish the Emtza, or Emtza just means B'toch HaMechitzes? But if you want to say that Emtza means Mamish Emtza, so then you get a Kula. That you can have a city that's 32 miles, and you want to makif that with mechitzas, that's the Shear of Roa Atzatzma B'tocha Mechitzas, and has a din of Rishus HaYachid. If you don't want to say like this, then you get, and then Rav Moshe writes, unbelievable. So this, I was discussing with Rav Moshe Shapiro, it's unbelievable. He says, Shatach Kazeh Ulai Leka B'Manhattan. He says, 32, you see, most probably when Moshe was writing this, he wasn't looking in the encyclopedia to see how big Manhattan was. He was just writing it. He says, once we say 32, Rav Moshe says, most probably, Ulai Leka B'Manhattan. So we decided to see exactly how big Manhattan is. So at our local Wikipedia, free encyclopedia, that points out Manhattan Island is 22.7 square miles in area, 13.4 long, and 2.3 miles wide at its widest. So we're saying, and Moshe Shapiro was saying, and I was saying also, it's funny, or Moshe says, Ulai, not only the 32 Shear we get, even if you don't double it, we're still okay. Even the Tezayin Shear, we're still okay. He was writing it just, you know, not looking into the, you know, looking up the, to see what the 100% of, he says, it's funny, he writes, he says, once it's 32, Ulai, that you don't have that in Manhattan. Ulai! Avada, you don't have it in Manhattan. You don't even have the Tezayin in Manhattan. That's what Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out. So that's the idea here. Okay, but whatever the case may be, you see, if you assume like this, it's a big cooler, the Shear. In other words, if you want to use this Shear, in other words, you don't have to, no, it's not 100% mukhrach that you have to use the Shear from this Mishnah Bechoris. But that was, you know, the old style, you know, like the way the Rakechaver Paskin, you know, Moshe, you know, he knew Kolatar Kula and was able to say, so where in Shas do we find this idea of the Shearia? Oh, the Mishnah Bechoris, and that's the, you know, and that's how the Rakechaver Keseder writes Shuvas, like that. You know, sometimes it comes with crazy, I shouldn't say crazy, wild conclusions, like, the Rakechaver has this famous thing, you don't say Tfilas HaDerech in an airplane, because the Gemara in Kulin says that by Khan Sipor, it says you find Baderech, and there's a whole sugi if you find it on someone's head, is that called Derech, because it's Ba'avir, you know, those type of tushtels of making interesting comparisons from different areas in the Torah and comparing. But so this is an interesting, So people say it over from Rav Moshe, but it's really it's a big kula. In other words, within the Shitas HaRitva, that this is you like it or not, but at least this is a concrete Shear. Hezayin mil, or maybe even 32.
What?
So it's very close. Yeah, it's almost the same. Now, the Mishnah Berurah on page 20 wants to say that maybe the Ramban, he wants to say Vigakula, that maybe the Ramban only said this shiur for mechitzas that are not bidei adam. So it's what we saw in the Sefer Eshkol. Because a mechitza that's bidei shemayim doesn't really look like a mechitza so much. So it has to get it in mechitza, really you have to. But if it's a mamash, a mechitza gemura bidei adam, then maybe there's no shiur. What we said, Taka, in Tosis, is maybe. So he says that the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha on page 20. Here. The first word on the line is shitasa. Keep going further down in the Bir Halacha. The first word on the line is shitasa. Nira l'chorer, derech acheres v'shitasa, der Ramban lo kosev sham devarav, el v'chitza z'om din me'aleim, keharim u'bekos. Al zeh kosev kol hekish heim rechokim tuva, akidei shiyu motzi im kein tach v'chitza lo mikro v'chitza, k'demur v'chahid abavel, etc. Kur Kurayim. Shabbi yesh lom tzvile v'sham afilu elef kur mitam v'shem v'chitza z'nasim b'dei odim. In other words, maybe u'kashita satosis. In other words, maybe he's not so far off from the Tosis. Maybe the Ramban was, because the Ramban, if you look carefully in Lashon Ramban, he was talking about those cases of Mechitzas Bidei Shamayim. And there he says you have to be near Atzmo Lesocho. And on the Zepoli Gatosis, the two Davka, Hosea Derech HaRabim Be'emtza. You see, so what would be the difference between, in other words, if you want to say the Ramban is only talking with Mechitzas Bidei Shamayim, he's giving the Shir, so how is he different than Tosis? No, he says, because Tosis is talking about only if there's Rabim there, and Mishum Asur Rabim, that's why it's not going to be good. But according to the Ramban, even if there's no Rabim, even if there's no Rabim there, that's the shear of Mechitza. In other words, if you want to say the Ramban means about all Mechitzas, then of course it's different than those. But if you want to say the Ramban is talking about the way he wants them in the Tzadeh, to say that this shear is only talking about Mechitzas Bidei Shemayim, so then how is it different than Tosis? He says it's bigger than Tosis because Tosis adds in the concept of Asur Rabim. Tosis says if it's a big area and it's not so nikur and it's Asur Rabim, therefore it's no good. Where the Ramban would say, no, this is the shear. Even if one person would be there, it would be too big. It wouldn't be a good mechitza. Whereas Tosis only said it because of Asur Rabim in such a big area, like the Sefer Eshkol. Like the Sefer Eshkol said.
It could be a big area in the Ramban, and it could be the other, and the Ramban would say that it's okay.
Right.
So you're saying that the difference is if it's...
And Tosis might say that also. So he's saying, so what's the difference between Tosis and the Ramban? So he says, he wants to say, not to mean it would be, if it's a big area, and the Mechitza is a Bidei Shamayim, and there's no Rabban there. Oh, okay. And you take a look at the Ritva and Sukkah, who also discusses this as well. Now, on page 25 is the first time we're xeroxing from the Sefer Divrei Menachem. Divrei Menachem was written by Rav Kasher. Rav Kasher is a famous author of the Torah Shlema. So, and he used to be here also at YU, Rav Kasher. They gave him a room in YU to work on the Rugachover's writings. So if you look in the Sefer Mefaneach Tzfunos, and you look on the Shar blot of the Sefer, it says it was written in the Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elkanan. Because he lived in the west side, Rav Kasher, and he was a Ger Chassid, so one of the things that he was involved in was the Manhattan Erev. And he wrote a Sefer, Divrei Menachem, on different things, but one of the volumes is most of it is about the Manhattan Erev. So he discusses this shiur of the Ramban, and he doesn't know what to do with it, because he basically says that that Eli Kohl is right. He quotes Eli Kohl's Gemara in Megillah. He says, want to say Tezayin mil, come on, and that's seeing, I thought 1 mil is, he quotes, here, you take a look on page 28. He quotes the same thing, the Gemara in Bechoras Nun Dalet. So he says, he doesn't think that that's what it means. He doesn't think of Shad and the Mishnah in Bechoras. So the question is, how do you view the Mishnah in Bechoras with an Alec, what you said? Who are we kidding? Unless you want to say, like someone is saying, Shtanu Hatvayim, maybe then they had super duper vision that they. The Zman Chazal, they could see Tezayin Mil, and now our vision got so shrach. The big difference. How much? Okay, maybe. Then he just wants to say that sometimes Re'ia, he quotes Asima Eini Alav. He quotes different psukim. You know that Shalda Ba'enas just means it's under your jurisdiction. Doesn't necessarily mean that you go to the eye doctor and you take a test, a distance test. And where they say what he's, you know, and then he quotes, different chazals of Bayaras Amokum Me Rochok, Mau Me Rochok, Rochok Mil. And then he quotes Yogimara of, look at Ellie, second column, first on page 28. Kain Omer Mugilla, Krach and Kol Samokul Hanira Imo, Nidon Gekrach. So Ad Kama. Michamasa Lutvaria Mil. And the Rambam Paskins Shil Mil. So he thinks that what it means is he doesn't think it's a dim sight. He thinks it means that. And so he says, Zechruni Shereisi Lecha Menachronim, he doesn't remember who. Elami Menashmo Shatama. He asked the Kasha on the Gemara Bechoras. How can the Gemara say that Shalta Be'enam? So he wants to say that Vaday Achaz Nishtana Ha'ez Nikmosha Hayav B'Doris HaRishonim, based on Tosis there, that's part of Nishtanu HaTvayim, maybe. Someone wrote a whole sefer on Nishtanu HaTvayim. Mary Agutel wrote a whole sefer on all halachas throughout Shulchan Aruch and everything where we say, and he collected them all and he wrote a sefer. I don't know if this is in the sefer. So he thinks it just means that you can feel yourself in the mechitzas. Just like the roeh, even though he doesn't see the animal at all times, but he's still within his jurisdiction. Right, so in the end, acharei kikolos hakol, I mean, but whatever he's saying, he thinks that it'll... Right, that's what I was speaking with Gedali Berger this morning. I said to him, is he trying to say a kula? Is he trying to say a chumra? That's exactly what I asked. I was speaking with Rabbi Berger today. So he responded, he's just saying that either way, he thinks it'll work out with him. But, okay.
Did we ask the question of the rabbi? Is it
wrong? Yeah, we didn't finish yet. So there are two or three more important comments on this topic. Okay, and then we'll sum up everything. The Marsham, on page 29, it's the fourth line. O Yishlomah, the Ramban lo chasuk kein eleinim yam ukainus. She efshar lahagia l'shom b'yom Shabbat Kodesh. Ba'omdim be'emtza olam. He thinks, in the way Rabbi Berg explained it, that the shear should be that you should be able to see whatever mechitza you want to use on Shabbos, you should be able to see it on Shabbos. So if Manhattan, I could walk theoretically on Shabbos to every mechitza that I need to be start to me, and I'll be able to see it. I can walk this direction and see it, walk that direction, walk here. But if you're in the middle of the United States and you want the Pacific Ocean to count as a mechitza and the Atlantic Ocean to count as a mechitza, you'll never be able to get there. He thinks that's a svara. In other words, he thinks that if you can get there in Shabbos and see it, some of that's, again, it's not Mefurish in the Gemara anywhere, but the only thing we have Mefurish is that the Shear is that mission in Bukharos. Oh.
Did he say more than Tetzel?
So it could be more than.
I think that he held, like.
No. He has a Tshuva in the Marsham that we. That has that Shear that he discussed. But here in the. The Das Torah, he suggests this this thing. I don't know. You have to read the Tshuva and read this and see what you think. Yeah, I mean, or it could be B'chol Dorm, you know, whatever. Yeah, the Rav Sakim was that. He said, hey, well, you know, that's the 40 mil, right. 40 mil, depends which, right. Okay, whatever it is, that's his. So the last point was the Chazon Ish and Reb Chaim Ozer. Take a look first at Reb Chaim Ozer. Reb Chaim Ozer has his famous tshuva. So this everyone, you know, and his uncle likes to quote this tshuva of the Reb Chaim Ozer, and it's about the Erev in Paris. So Reb Chaim Ozer says, the Nogel Hashem Odos Pekin Erevim in Paris. B'tchim Elor Tzisu V'stakit V'zeh Klal, the Klal Chulshat V'yusim. He said, what do I have to get involved in the Erev in Paris? I have my own problems. I have to get involved in the Erev in Paris. He says, Achare Asher Hitzir Bi, Rum Malas Kvot Taraso. He said, but you nagged me enough. So Basi V'zvarim V'inyin Zeh Im Echad HaRabonim Magdol B'Reinu Mashkiach HaRabonim Po. I spoke to one of the local rabbanim here in Vilna, and I also spoke with a rabbi in Bnei Brak, Avraham Yishai Karelitz, leader of Bnei Brak, Baal Mechaber Sefer Chazon Ish. And so we had a probably didn't have a conference call, but he said he corresponded with these two rabbis, and he wants to say like this. At first glance, he said Paris. Shusarabim Geburot, the Shish and Rebo is everything in Paris. You got it. It's there. Paris is everything. However, Ulam, the Paris, you told me, has Gimel Mechitzas Min HaTorah called Gimel Aruchos. He says there are three Mechitzas around Paris. Now, I don't know, is he talking about Mechitzas, which Mechitzas is he talking about? We'll see. But he says the three mechitzas, definitely three sides of Paris are taken care of. And the fourth side, there's something there also. So we're doing well. Ah, there. So he says, Ella, Sheyeshal Ayin, Dari Mechitzas Hanar, Suyas Bidei Shemayin. So Lachor, he was talking about the Mechitzas Bidei Shemayin, that there was a Tel HaMislakit by the Nar. So this is not as good as Manhattan, where there's Mechitzas Bidei Adam. Tosis already says that that's no good if there's Rabin. Right? Mashakosov Shatakas and Mechitza, no, Yesh Mechitza Cheres, maybe there's another Mechitza underneath. Covered up, whatever. So, one second. So he says, he sold from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has a whole new interpretation of what the Hagdara should be. Again, we have all these different Hagdaras, the way we learn Tosas, the way we learn Ramban, with the Mishnah Bechoris. You know, his Yisod is, and this is what he says, the second line. The Chol Shetach Shad Derech B'nei Adam LaKifro. In other words, it all depends what Derech B'nei Adam. It's not Derech B'nei Adam to make a wall around all of the United States. So therefore, if it's not Derech B'nei Adam to do it, then that doesn't have a Shem Mechitza, even if it's Bidei Adam. But anything that's Derech B'nei Adam to be makif with a Mechitza, then it has the status of a Mechitza. Chol Shetach is Derech B'nei Adam lakif of Mikra Shenikra Shenim Tzatok of Mechitza. Afil Asuim Bidei Shamayim. He says, Kevin Shayel Asuim Mechoma, Nirim Hazvarim Shetach Zadayim, it says, there used to be a wall around Paris, he says. So you see for sure that this area was a Derech Lakifo. So he says anything that's Derech Lakifo is as a mechitza, whether it's bidei adam or bidei shamayim. So now he quotes, and he says this is what the Chazon Ish's hagdara is. And the Chazon Ish said this on page 30 to explain Tosis. You see, the Chazon Ish said like this. I forgot the bracket. Mem Gimel Aleph. Says the Chazon Ish, Erev Chav Beis on Beis, Shem Hashem Hagdara Nidun, the Mechitz Shein Eshu B'dei Adam, Modu Barabbanu Dosu Rabbanu Vada Mechitz, Vachora, Koshen. I originally raised that question in the Tosis in anticipation of this Chazon Ish. Right, because what does Tosis say? Tosis says if you have Rabbim inside an area that has Mechitzas Bidei Shamayim, then we say Osu Rabbim Vat Lemechitza. So he says, what are you talking about Osu Rabbim Vat Lemechitza? That's only talking about Shah Rabbim Bokim there. Right? So but the rabbim that are menei bay, that are vacilling around in the street there, they're not levatal the mechitzas. Again, we'll get to the sheet of Tarashva in the future shir. So Rabbi Berger thought maybe the shot is that Taka Tosis meant that the rabbim are going on the mountains. But if you don't want to say that that's not Tosis, so what does Tosis mean? So Chazon Ish wants to say that Tosis doesn't mean the regular din of Osur Rabbim Vat Lemechitza, but he means to say, what Chazon Ish wants to do is he wants to say that the Ritva and Tosis are really saying the same thing. He says that's what it means. That what he means to say is that if you have a big area, that she'ein b'nei adam osim dugmaso, then the fact that they're rabbin there is going to say that mechitza doesn't have a status of mechitza. Fizeh v'hekev kotna after ein mechitza sasuiz b'dei adam omrin osu rabbin v'ad mechitza af l'peyish tosis. But if it's a hekev kotna, then even though they're rabbin there, it was, again, as Rabbi Berger said, could be a very dorkic in the Tosis, but he wants to say that's what Tosis means, that if it's a heck of Godol, what he means is Asuyis Bidei Shamayim. What does it mean, Asuyis Bidei Shamayim? What's the difference between Asuyis Bidei Shamayim? No. Asuyis Bidei Shamayim means because when Adam, what he means is not as did Asuyis Bidei Shamayim versus Asuyis Bidei Adam. That's the simple shot. He says Asuyis Bidei Shamayim means because it's surrounding such a big area that an Adam would never make such a machitza. That's what it means, Asuyis Bidei Shamayim. It means it's. There's nothing wrong with Asuyis Bidei Shamayim. That's a din. That's a Gemara. That a Mechitza Bidei Shamayim is a good Mechitza. So Tosfos Machadish, a Nayar Hagdara, that Asuyis Bidei Shamayim is erger, it's worse. Osu Rabbim, nah, Chas V'Shalom, the Chazon Ish says. But it means Asuyis Bidei Shamayim means, because it's just a way of saying that Bnei Adam never make a Mechitza. In other words, maybe in a Hanami, there are cliffs around all of the United States. So maybe the United States should be a Rishus HaYachid, right? But since it's Bidei Shemayim, not that there's a Chisar in Bidei Shemayim, that's worth, because that just shows that it's a Mechitzah. Since it was done Bidei Shemayim, means that Bnei Adam never make such Mechitzahs, such a big area. So Memela, it's no good. And Memela, that's the Hagdara. Whatever an area that's enclosed is an area that it's not abnormal to make a mechitza around it, that will get a shei mechitza. And it's not. And Rav Chaim always liked this. Rav Chaim Moshe was willing to paskin on to treat Paris as a Rishus HaYachid based on the Svar. So that's the question. Right, but still, like you said, it's not around. So if what?
If it's for that day. That's normal,
or
that's not normal
in China? It's probably not normal. I don't know, is it normal? How many do you have with that?
Free will of China.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. I don't know if it's normal. It's probably not normal.
Take
They have it. I mean, or other cities. Cities have walls around cities.
Yeah,
Mukaf Koma, we have. That's not considered. But we don't have a concept of an Eretz Mukaf Koma, right?
You wall city, you wall country.
So if it's a city, you put a wall, that's considered normal. So Manhattan has walls around it. So that's. Could have a status of Rosh Hashanah. Lulay, many other discussions that we're going to have. No, don't come away yet with any conclusions yet. First you have to build the walls, then to break them down. So we have to, understand. So, from this perspective, there could be other reasons why that it's not Rosh Hashanah in Manhattan, right? But from the perspective of this could, then the bigger Kiddush, and this, again, I never took the tour, but... here, this fellow here, Menachem Nochem Groys, he's Mechaber Sefer Kuntres Gad Yitzchok, who claims that there are three walls around Barakot, Brooklyn, the Yamukainis East River. Here's the map. And he wants to claim the same thing. So this is always a question. They always write in the Igros Moshe that, some people say that there are walls around it, and the Efshal Mavar. So, were they Mavar? They were Mavar. So, you hear different stories from different people. You know, that some people, my friend Rabbi Pultman says that they were Mavar, and there are walls around it. Combination of what? In other words, once you have the three walls around the area, if you assume that three worlds around Manhattan, now Manhattan is assuming that there's no problem of the bridges and things destroying the world, so now any place in Manhattan you want to make your own little Erev, it's a Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah. So once you've got rid of the hashash that it's not a Rosh Hashanah, so then you can make your Tzuras HaPesach. So now you want to make it on the Washington Heights, you want to make it on the Lower East Side, you want to make it on the in West Side, you want to make it on the East Side, you want to make it, if you assume this kind. But if you assume there are other problems that are going to destroy the Mechitzas, which we'll get to, based on what we're saying today, is that once we assume that we have the Rosh Hashanah here, so of course the Kirtzis, but it's still the Rosh Hashanah and the Mela, that is the story. So we're about to just review,
But the two walls in Shemayim were built before the people came to live there.
Okay. I'm saying because it's a Yosef that's a sideshow hook of a deer, but do you say that by the actual wall? I don't know if you say that, but maybe only say that by the other wall. Or else you could have answered that question on the Gemara's question. So maybe. Right, maybe with Rabbanan only. But in other words, we don't care. In other words, that whole din anyway is only with Rabbanan, so it's not going to take away. Fact that it's Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah. Once it's Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah, then we'll take care of it. just give me your, you know, just take away the raisa. Once you take the raisa, I'll take care of the... Okay, Rav Moshe, just to review what we said today, we discussed the Gemara Eirvin, Chafez, that says Eretz Yisrael is from Tzayokid, but Malos Morod is not because of the natural things. The question is why? Why isn't it Rosh Tzayokid? So Tosha says because Mechitza Zay Shemai Masur Abu Vadu Mechitza. And which Pashas means if it be Bidei Adam, then it would be okay. Then the Rabban, the Ritva quotes from his Rebbeim that it has to be Nira Atzmah B'toch HaMechitzos. And then we discuss what's the Shia from that. And the Chayodam, the Marsham, and Rav Moshe have this Tushtel from the Mishnah Bechorah, the Tezai Mil. Rav Moshe even wants to suggest, according to the Rabban, that at Emsa you get a 32 mil, which clearly in Manhattan you would have not only you have the 32, you have the Tezai too. I mean, certainly the 32. If you have Tezai, then you can say maybe Ulai, but 32 is the Reva. You have that. And then we saw different Lashonas in the Rishonim, that in the Ramban of the Perish Mishnayis, that they were Elaf in the tour of very big areas. Then we saw the Mishnah Brura says that maybe the Ramban of the big area is only referring to if it's Beis Shamayim. If it's the Adam, it could be bigger, which he says Pshat the Ramban, and that Ashkol basically says that Pshat and Tosas. The only difference is what you need Rabin to destroy it or not. And then Rav Chaim Oizer quotes from the Chazon Ish, and then we saw Rav Kasher. Didn't think it's a Duran, Chidush Iran seems to be in Riyah. The question is, well, you have so many sources that Riyah is only a meal or whatever. So he thought it doesn't mean Riyah Kipshuto, it means Pikuach. Then we saw the Marsham, that you should be able to get there on Shabbos and see it. And then the Achiezer quotes the Chazon Ish, this Knech, that Bidei Shamayim doesn't mean Bidei Shamayim. There's no nafkamina between Bidei Shamayim and Bidei Adam. All means is whether it's Bidei Shamayim means because no man would make such a wall. You understand? And that's the klal. The klal is it normal to surround this area with a wall or not? So a city, it's normal to surround the city with a wall. So any city that has a... And therefore, Rav Chaim Oizer is willing to paskin, even though it's Mechisa's Bidei Shamayim, he's willing to paskin that those are good Mechisa's in order to consider Paris the Rishus HaYachim. That's a Chazon Ish's novel pshat in the Tosis. And it's a very sharp pshat. It's not the simple pshat. And the simple pshat is... But it's very sharp. I like the Havdara. I like the Havdara. I think it's a nice Havdara. That if it's a Rav Yalakach, then... So that's called Nirzat Shul Tok HaMechitzas. Okay, so and then with the relevance is to Manhattan and Brooklyn, as we said, but this is just the beginning. As I said, now we're building the Mechitzas, and then we'll see how to maybe break them down or not break them down.